This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
As you all know, Supervisor Allie Miller announced about a month ago or so that she is not going to run for re-election. Definitely one of the biggest political stories of 2019. And there are a variety of folks who are trying to step up and run for this. And we are proud to have a person that's going to announce for office right now. Ed, are we have video or not?
I think so. I think we might just have it just now.
You can watch along. He's wearing a beautiful suit and dress shirt right now. And you can go to KVOI.com and hit the watch button, and you can see all of us in our prime. Well, not me, but everyone else looks pretty good. And we have running for District 1 supervisor is Bill Beard. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Bill. Good morning.
Look at you. Welcome back. Hold on, we got to do the little fake. Well, I mean, it's
a
real audience.
Golf course, I know. Golf course applause.
Now, Bill Beard.
Yes, sir.
You are running for District 1 supervisor.
I am indeed.
Let's talk about the journey to get to this decision.
It wasn't an easy decision. I've been involved in politics long enough to know, and I've spoken with folks running at the federal level, at the state level, at the local level, and it is not a decision you go into lightly. The bottom line is you have to not only have a little bit of an ego that says, yeah, I think I can do a better job than anybody else. But more importantly, you have to build a team of people that are behind you that you know you can count on to help get you through what you need to do in a campaign. You've got to have boots on the ground. You've got to have people willing to make phone calls. You've got to have the emotional and physical support of volunteers helping to make it practical and possible for you to make a run. And you need the support of your family. It took me a while to assemble all that. I kiddingly refer to my other half as he didn't change his phone number and he didn't change the locks on the door. So I consider that at least a win in terms of support on that side. But the bottom line is it is not a decision that I came to lightly. But as I was going through the process of thinking about who possibly could replace Allie Miller. And I just want to say, without reservation, I think Allie Miller has done yeoman service for the citizens of Pima County. Whether you live in District 1 or not, she has done an amazing job for everyone living in Southern Arizona because she has forced the conversation back to where it needed to be. It's about the basics. Do we in Pima County get the basics right? The roads, the public safety, the parks, all of the things that are there in the U.S., the Arizona Constitution. You can go to ARS revised statutes and look at the things that Pima County is tasked with doing on a regular basis. And Supervisor Miller has done an amazing job of focusing the attention of not just the folks in District 1, but the folks all across Pima County, and most importantly, Chuck Huckleberry and the 3-board majority to say, okay, we get it. Roads are important. The conversation about whether or not we actually repair asphalt in Pima County. For the first time, Chuck Huckleberry actually had to put a budget line in this year's budget about actual asphalt repair. I, for the life of me, I cannot tell folks exactly how important that is, simply because when you compare it to 20 years of his reign, where there wasn't a specific line item, I know he likes to talk about, oh, well, you know, we put it in other parts of the budget. I'm sorry, you have not been repairing the roads that needed to be repaired. Plain and simple. You don't need to have a PhD to drive on any road in Pima County, especially District 1, and not say to yourself, there's a problem here. Supervisor Miller has done an amazing job of focusing that conversation. And when I looked at all of the people that were out there that possibly were talking about, thinking about, and I talked with a number of them that said, you know, I think I can do this job. I think I can do a decent job. They were telling me this. And I said, I kept coming back to it. Who is going to pick up the torch when Ali Miller leaves office at the end of this year? Who's going to force the conversation on a daily, if not minute by minute, conversation with Chuck Huckleberry, with the three board majority, saying, what are the priorities of Pima County? We can talk about all of these other esoteric things, all of these things that make people feel good and get folks to the call to the audience at Pima County board meetings, that they stand up and cheer. But at the end of the day, nothing has changed for Pima County. We still drive on lousy roads. Those are the things that need to be going on in Pima County moving forward. If they don't, everybody's going to suffer in Pima County. And I think I can do a very effective job of carrying that torch forward.
All right, we're on with Bill Beard. We'll do another segment with Bill. He just announced about 9 minutes ago that he is throwing his hat in the ring for Pima County Supervisor District 1 race. Bill, what is a website that people can find out more, contribute? Because there's a three-legged stool here, right? Candidate, team, and then money.
Correct.
Right. And a lot of you who are big Ali Miller fans who want the idea that the torch is passed to someone who can hold the line, Bill's your guy, I think, and you should try to support him. What's your campaign site?
BeardForSupervisor.com. You can go there, make donations, send us an email, Bill at BeardForSupervisor.com. Tell us that you'd like to volunteer, what capacity you'd be interested in helping us out on. This is going to take a boots-on-the-ground team effort, grassroots, going door-to-door, talking to folks, talking to your neighbors. I've had the privilege of occasionally being on the air on this show over the years, and the one thing that I keep coming back to from all of my conversations with people that I've met because of this show, it's always come back to it is about the people in their neighborhoods doing the things that need to be done. And if I can carry that spirit forward and effectively represent District 1, that is what I intend to do.
All right. If you have a comment or a question for Bill, 790-2040. We'll give away another Just Kebab before the top of the hour, the end of the show, when we get to Zach's show. You can watch this on KVOI.com. We're probably good for the first segment, Ed, and then we'll be fine for the second segment. So Chris King, Bill Beard, Ed Alexander, Wake Up Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. That's what we're doing here, Ed, on this show. We're just sowing the seeds of love, baby. Wake up.
That's us.
Wake Up Tucson, you're on 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk. Eddie A., he is dancing a storm up over there.
That's a happy day. Mr. Beard, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you,
All
sir.
All the best.
I do have a birthday announcement today.
Okay.
The prodigal son's birthday is today. Joseph T. Higgins.
Yeah.
It is Joey Higgins' birthday today.
Right.
So happy birthday, Joe. I'll make fun of you on Facebook later,
happy birthday,
I promise.
Higg-dog.
So
him and the other son, Eric Trump, is birthday today.
Same guy.
Just saying.
Same guy.
Kind of close to him. Right?
Big fat cat. Big fat cat Higgins and Eric Trump. We're hanging out with Billy Beard. He just announced that he is running for Pima County Supervisor District 1. And go to beardforsupervisor.com. And one of the candidates that is running against him is going to be, this is going to be the classic, not all of them, but a lot of people who tried to shove bonds down your throat and different things like that are going to be throwing big money on her. And the regular human being, the regular Republican, the average American middle-class Republican in District 1 needs to help out guys like Bill Beard. And so please go to beardforsupervisor.com and please send this guy a few dollars to help run this race and hold the line at Pima County. Bill, let's talk about why Bill over the other one. Other than hold the line, I think one of the things I want to talk about is I have one of the candidates only started pretended to be a Republican in the last few months, right?
Yeah.
Even though she probably hangs out with more D's than anyone else I know. One disappeared for 7 years after he lost this race, and the other one held the seat possibly, if he actually is in it, when Different Strokes was in the top 10 of the Nielsen's ratings. So please talk about your involvement, because this is a primary that's pretty much going to win this thing. Talk about your involvement with Republicans over the last several years, what you've been doing.
Well, I've been actively involved in the local party politics for more than a decade on the grassroots level. I've always been a Republican lifelong, was raised that way. My family roots go back to the 1890s here in southern Arizona. This community is my home and will always be my home. As I kiddingly refer to folks that ask me why I got involved in politics, it always comes down to the same thing. I'm sick and tired of people that I know have at least say they've got some smarts, systematically undermining and destroying a place I dearly love. I got sick and tired of it. I ran for Pima County Recorder in 2012 because I saw an issue with elections in Pima County. I've continued that fight up to this day, and I will continue to advocate for election reform, election integrity, and fight vote fraud every single opportunity I can. But I've been involved in the local party. I was the county chair from 14 to 16. I have been active in a number of local activities, a lot of stuff behind the scenes, American Freedom Project. I have advised candidates at the federal, state, and local level. I've worked on their campaigns. I've been out there knocking on the doors, even spent some time working for the NRA in the 2018 cycle, advocating for the civil rights, the civic rights of every single person in southern Arizona, finding candidates and supporting those candidates. When you look at what is needed in the form of a county supervisor willing to stand up and take on Chuck and the crew, willing to take on the board majority, should I be lucky enough to win this race and we actually get a third Republican vote on the Board of Supervisors, I would love nothing more than to carry forward with a vision of Pima County that actually gets the roads fixed, et cetera.
And Allie appointed you to the Pima County Election Integrity, right?
Yes, I did. She did. And thank her. I truly thank her for that. The work we did on there, I think Pima County elections are decidedly better today than they were, 6-8 years ago, because we forced the conversation back to what is the law and what things need to be done in order to maintain election integrity. But when I look at the other people that are in this race, and there may be one or two other that pop up, I don't know for sure, but it comes down to who can stand up to that board majority, to Chuck Huckleberry, and say no. I've strangely enough, I've lived rent free in Chuck's head for more times than I care to count. I've been the recipient of a Chuck Huckleberry memo focused on me and what it is I've supposedly been saying out in the public. Just last year, I wrote an op-ed in the paper that was dealing with some of the problems with the 2018 election statewide. It wasn't specifically to anything in Pima County. Chuck got so concerned, he actually singled me out in terms of saying that to the five-member Board of Supervisors that, Pima County has concerned about those same things Mr. Beard brings up in the op-ed, but we pretty much take care of all those things. And if you look at what was actually written in the op-ed, I wasn't really addressing anything in Pima County other than the fact that we do have elections in Pima County. It was more the problems
across the state. Oh, Mr. Beard, don't get me going on my foghorn leghorn voice right now about Mr. Huckleberry trying to understand the greatness of my workings and what comes with the elections. And you're a cute little chicken hawk here, but don't be talking to Uncle Chuck like that.
Well, you need somebody that's willing to stand up and say no to Chuck Huckleberry. I've done that on a regular basis for more than 10 years. And when you look at what is needed in terms of representation on the Board of Supervisors, there has to be somebody that's constantly asking the questions. And I've been doing that.
All right. We got to take a call here before we get to CBS Bloomberg 790-2040. Let's go to Charles on line two. Charles, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Two quick questions for Bill and one sponsor suggestion for you. Bill, number one, you're going to swear to uphold an oath to do your duty. Respectfully, what is the stated purpose of government according to Arizona's Constitution?
Protect the rights of citizens, plain and simple.
Amen. Amen.
I add one caveat to that, and I think this is something that in their infinite wisdom, I don't know if it was an oversight or they assumed it was part of protecting the rights of citizens. I take it one step further, and I say you also have to guard the Treasury. As an elected official, if you are not constantly asking why are we spending money on X, you are not doing your job. Period.
It's certainly an extension of protecting the rights of citizens. I agree with you. Okay. Exactly what do you propose for the roads? And I'll take that answer on the air. And Christopher,
yes.
The new sponsor, the Dead Cat pothole company. We keep your car from doing the dead cat bounce.
Actually,
their slogan. I think we can effectively carry their message with either 15s or 30s. You have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Charles. All right, so you're gonna Charles ask you what you're gonna do about the roads. We got about 2 minutes before we gotta go.
I praise Allie Miller for what she's done, focusing the conversation on roads, and for the first time in forever, we're actually seeing real money going into roads in this fiscal year. I think that's the first step, but moving forward, something more long term needs to be done in terms of what are the highest priority roads in Pima County that need to be addressed. I don't care what district they're in, although I know for sure that District 1 has a disproportionate share of those roads in failed or failing condition. What is the actual cost going to be to do what's necessary to bring those roads up to a condition where the average citizen can go, I can live on this street and not feel like I'm living in some kind of third, fourth, fifth world country. Bottom line, it's about asking and setting the priorities for the budget. Before you have any other conversation in the budget, you need to say, this needs to be taken care of. The roads come first. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, until we see a steady path where the roads on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis are being improved. We have more failed or failing roads today than when Chuck Huckleberry first took office as county administrator. Something fundamentally is wrong with the process. It goes back to having the conversation start and end with, what are you doing about the roads? Period.
All right. So I'm going to put a cherry on top of this Sunday. Bill, first of all, thank you for running for office.
Thank you.
All right. First and foremost. Number two, we've talked about activism on this show, right? Remember how Congressman Schweikert says you'd be doing a yeoman's job yourself if you told five strangers why you should vote for your party? Bill's told 10,000 people why you should vote for his party. All right. If there's one guy who has stepped up and has actually done the activism side of being a citizen in a community, it's Bill Beard. And I couldn't think of a better guy to run for this office than Bill right now. So congratulations, I think. And we'll see you in the future.
Thank you.
Beardforsupervisor.com. Stroke this guy a check like yesterday. Wake up.